So, welcome to Lili Logic. I'm Lisa Smith Henderson. Lili was my childhood nickname. It's my grandmother name, and it's the name I use now to represent the no Christy Tanner persona. However, my guest today and I were morning show partners, Christy and Eddie. So he still calls me Christy. I still call him Eddie, even though he goes by Ed. And we talked earlier this year about his year of walks. And we worked together when, Eddie, how long ago?
We were together from 96 through 98.
Okay, which, how many years? I'm terrible at math. It was a
So
long time ago.
that would be, it's been 30 years.
Not, yeah, almost, but
Yeah, almost 30.
all right, so we've known each other a long time. We've stayed friends. I've been married several times. You've been married to somebody
Second
different.
time, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to brag about my multiple marriages. I've learned to not be ashamed of them. You knew both of my husbands. You met both of my husbands and Michael, who died a few years ago. And I knew both of your wives and got to meet Deb. And I'm so excited for you. Like, it's just wonderful to be able to move on, have love, and all that. There was a period of time. How long were you single in between your divorce and connecting to your wife?
Single-ish. I wasn't officially divorced, but I had known Debbie forever since high school. But we were friends on Facebook, and that was it. And it just so happened that right at the end of my marriage, Debbie had reached out to me and said, I don't know what your situation is, but if you're available. And I'm like, well, just hang on a little while. I just might be. It kind of dovetailed in. But we had a little bit of a longer term relationship before we actually got married.
So my question is, you weren't looking.
I didn't feel at the time that I was even deserving of
Okay.
love.
So you were in kind of an insecure place. Had she not initiated contact,
Right.
would you have ever thought, oh, I think I'm going to look up my high school?
No.
Okay.
No, I was always the make friends with girls kind of guy. I would initiate everything, but then when it came to sealing the deal and actually asking somebody out for a date, I couldn't pull the trigger on that. I had a lot of extrovert qualities, but very shy. I'd rather remain friends with a girl than ask her out. She wasn't interested in me. And then it would be awkward or uncomfortable for us. So the friendship would no longer end. I have a ton of great girl friends. But yeah, it takes, for me, it took the initiating of the conversation.
That was a plus that she
Oh,
was.
absolutely.
What about the chase and the pursuer and all that? Like, as women, we've been taught, oh, you need to have a man chase you. If she initiates, then how does that affect the chase?
She let me know that she was interested in me. And once I confirmed the fact of she wasn't having a mental breakdown, are you serious? Once I knew she was serious, then it's up to me to take over and pursue this. She left the door wide open. I'm available, I'm interested, and depending on what your situation is, she left it very comfortable for me to pursue that if I wanted. And I definitely was interested in pursuing. Then it becomes on me to pursue that and then see what the relationship becomes.
Okay, so it's fine for a woman to open the door and
Yeah.
say, man, I'm here, but it's not okay, like if she had kept calling you and being like, well, what do you think?
Yeah, that would be a little not cool. The woman definitely has to let you know. I mean, it's refreshing. We got you guys picking up on women at bars and guys initiating and guys having to do that role. That's what we see all the time in movies and television. And I would say that there's a big percentage of guys who are not that guy. We need to know that somebody's interested. Imagine the people that we wouldn't know were interested in us had they not said something. And then, sometimes that initiation makes you see that person in a whole different light. Oh, I didn't even know you thought of me that way. But now I see it. Yeah, let's see where this goes. Initiation on the woman's behalf is, for me, and I would think most guys, welcome. It's flattering even to the macho men. They like an introduction and say, I like you. I think you're cool. Maybe we should go out. What do you think about that?
How difficult do you think it is to be friends with somebody that you're highly attracted to?
I've played that game my whole life. So it was easy for me. I think I said earlier, I'd rather be friends with a girl and be around all those qualities that I find pleasant about her than to try a relationship, fail, and then you lose a really good friendship. I was always about the let's be friends and see if this goes anywhere. And for me, 99 times out of 100, it did not go anywhere. But that's cool. I have a lot of really good women friends. And eventually that passion for pursuit dies down. And that's a great way for guys to learn how to accept women as friends. Because if you really care about the friendship, you're not going to care so greatly about the courtship. You know what I'm saying?
See, now I find it very difficult to be friends with a man that I'm attracted to. No, I can't do
You mean you're not attracted to me?
it. You and I were like, from the minute we met, it was like we'd been married for 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't take, I don't think we waited for a month to start fighting behind the scenes, off the air. And
But
also, I was married, you were married. So if I'm in a relationship, I'm going to put up certain boundaries. But like I had an ex-boyfriend get a hold of me when I had lunch with him when I was married. And I said, I don't feel comfortable because I would not want my husband going out to lunch with a former lover. Regardless of where they were, whether there were feelings there or not, which there really weren't, but I just thought, I'm not going to tempt fate. And I find now, like I can't really, if I want something different, being friends with somebody is just kind of torture.
well, that's interesting because I'd rather have the friendship than call it off because I'm attracted to them. I can kind of respect that boundary. I know how to respect that boundary. I wonder, I'm not understanding if it's somebody that you've been friends with for a long time and you find them attractive, or somebody that you've been attracted to all along.
Somebody I've been attracted to all along was in the friend zone, trying to get to know them, and then finding out, no, that this is they're not interested in that. For me, it's like I got enough friends. Like I don't need to go have a friend, a man friend that I'm attracted to.
Right. So I think in your situation, it's kind of difficult to go backwards from having an initial, wow, I'm all in attraction to this person, and then settling on being friends, as opposed to seeing this person, oh, they're really nice. They're cute. Let me be a friend with them, and then knowing them for a while, and then trying to pursue that and seeing it's going nowhere. I've invested all this time in being friends. I'd rather keep that friendship. But
Okay.
if you start the relationship as I'm hot, let's jump into this right now, and then try to settle on being friends, it's not what you want. You're not being honest and authentic to yourself.
Right. Okay. So I know that's probably just me, though. I don't know. I've also never had a romance that started as a friendship. To me, either that juice is there from the get-go or it's not.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, tell me about your experience or what you've observed.
Well, I mean, for me, I think I've never really felt like I was the guy who came in with all the tools or the goods to attract women. I mean, I was always heavier set. I always didn't make a lot of money. I didn't drive a fancy car. And I just didn't, there were other guys, there were football team guys, there were guys that drove cool cars, and there were those guys. And there were the bad boys in high school that seemed to get all the girls. I just never made that leap. I don't know if it was a me thing, not having the confidence, or just seeing what others brought to the dating table that I just couldn't do. If those are the guys that are pursuing the girls, that must be what they want. So I'll just wait. And I'll see what girl is looking for a heavier set funny guy out there. And it turns out later in life, that's what the girls all really wanted in high school. With my wife now, I told her, I said, I was always attracted to you in high school. And she's like, well, why didn't you ever ask me out? And I'm like, you were out of my league.
Yeah.
She was cheerleading and she was this and that, and she looked like she was having a good time with all the girls and very attractive. And I saw that attraction, and for some reason, I just didn't feel that I had anything to bring to the table to deserve a girl of that popularity. And she was like, all you had to do is ask. And we've actually had these conversations with some of my high school friends. And I asked my friend, I said, well, you were always the Greek Adonis in high school. You had no trouble getting women. He goes, you have no idea how uncomfortable I was. He said, I thought you were getting more girls than I did.
Because
And
you were laughing and funny and friends with them all.
I could surround myself with women, but I could not pull the switch to ask him out because of the exact thing you're talking about. What if they don't want to go out with me? What if they're not attracted to me? Then I lose not only the potential for a woman that I'm attracted to, but I lose a great friendship. I'd rather have beauty surround me all the time than try to possess that one statue and put it on a shelf.
Okay. So do you think what you wanted, how old were you when you got married the first time?
First time, I was 28.
Okay. So what were you looking for then?
Then I was looking for a girl who was similar in beliefs to me. My first wife was from Ohio, Northeast Ohio, where we grew up. So a girl with that mentality of knew the area and the type of people I grew up with, who was kind of, I don't want to say low maintenance, but just appreciated a good date, good conversation, and somebody who was smart and wasn't into the nightlife. By that point, I was looking for somebody who was ready, I think, to settle down.
That's, yeah, okay. So that's my question. Somebody to build a family and a life with.
Right. And she was younger. I don't think she was ready, but she did. For her, we had kids early. For me, we had kids late. And then I had everything that I needed at 30. And she probably, eventually probably said I never had a chance to really have a life. I don't know what the reason was for the separation. I think she was just, she had done the mother thing and maybe that was it.
What you were looking for when you settled down, got married, had kids, fast forward to when y'all split up and you were single again. Okay, you said you weren't looking for anything, but let's say,
If
because
I was.
if you were, yeah, like what would you be looking for after you have children that are basically grown out of the house? And you're not trying to create a family anymore. What is it that you're looking for?
Yeah, so what I didn't know I was looking for is exactly what I got. And now that I look at what I have, I would be looking for a girl whose personality type I know, somebody familiar. For me, a girl from high school was the best thing because we grew up together. We were around the same people. So I would say I would be looking for like-minded mentality and somebody who doesn't play games. Debbie, with me, was very honest. of what she wanted, and we were very honest, open, and obviously attractive, and but familiar. Somebody, I mean, for me, that you know you're comfortable or you're not comfortable right away.
And how much does chemistry factor in? Older age, do you think? How important is that?
It's interesting. There's basic chemistry, which we are both good people. We are both giving people, I think, to the point of where both of us focus on making sure that the other one has what they need and what they want. But then we can fight like cats and dogs too. But then when it's over, it's over. You know, there's that basic love. There's that good, solid base. Good chemistry.
So, because here's the thing, I was brought up in the South, and you were brought up in the Midwest, in many ways, very different, the enculturation. As a woman, I was taught, number one, your first job is to serve a man and make him feel like a man. A man, I'm literally going to quote my mother. The most important thing to a man is his penis. The next most important thing to a man is his job. Am I how spot on was my mother?
But you know, times have changed, Mom. I got news for you. The most important thing to a man should be his woman.
Okay, so all right, so this is the framework I'm coming out of. Okay, so only two, this is what I was taught. Only two things men care about. A way to a man's heart is through his stomach, so you needed to be a good cook. And if a man's penis was the most important thing, you needed to be good at sex. So I grew up thinking those two were the only important things as far as a man went. Well, if that was the case, no man would have ever left me. So obviously, it proved not to be true. But I still battle with this thing of how much do men really care about sex? And it appears to me they don't care about sex nearly as much as I thought, as far as a relationship goes. Can you speak to this? Like, and I know you don't want to speak on behalf of all men, but certainly you can speak from what you've witnessed and your
Yeah,
experience.
I think with your situation, especially your situation, that your mom forgot to tell you how to make yourself happy. It was all about getting a man. I mean, now it's more acceptable to be single. And then, but if you do want a relationship, you are entitled to ask yourself what you want in this relationship, not what he necessarily needs right away. Just be honest with yourself. I'll tell you what, one of the smartest things my wife had me do was read Steve Harvey's Act Like a Man, Think Like a Woman. I think it's that
Oh,
book.
cool. Okay.
And if you see where women are coming from, then you'll understand. Like, if sex is important to your man, then you are not important to that man. Because I think it's just an act. Sex at this point, especially later in life, I think sex is just the act and has lost a lot of its intimacy. Whereas I think sex still holds ultimate intimacy feelings for the woman.
Right. Like for me, I do not feel, if I'm not having sex with my husband, I do not feel loved.
Yeah, but I mean that's
And that's me. That's my stuff.
right. Yeah, I'm looking at your situation. 'Cause so at some point you have to distance yourself from putting so much value on sex, where it's probably more intimacy, good conversations, and things like that.
Okay, but see, here's my feeling. I have women friends. I can have great conversations with my kids, with my women friends, with the few male friends that I can have great conversations with anybody. I cannot have sex with anybody.
Right.
I think this is where I am in a struggle, which is I was telling a friend of mine that I was in radio with 40 years ago. I said, I don't need money. I'm happy with my life. I do a lot of things on my own. I just kind of want a lover. And he was like, well, that should be pretty easy to get. And I thought, well, you would think.
Right, but I think
Apparently.
you might be equating with a lover and intimacy necessarily. What do you want? I mean, when you say you want a lover.
Here's the thing. I can play Monopoly with myself. I can go sit down and trade chairs and play the different roles.
Right.
But is that fun? No. I cannot kiss myself. That is impossible.
Right. Do you have all the other areas of your life settled, though, to where you're happy with everything?
Yeah, like I don't want to live with anybody. Somebody said, you want a companion? I was like, no, I don't want a companion. I mean, yeah, would it be nice to have somebody to travel with? Would it be nice to have somebody to go to concerts with? Yes, but I'm not looking for somebody to cook dinner with or watch TV shows with at night. Like, I'm not looking for that. So I feel like what I want at this age is not necessarily what the men my age are looking for. Ha ha. Dun dun dun. Could that be the answer?
I'm not sure because what you're telling me is a little bit different. If you have a guy that comes in and you just have intimate relations with this guy and then he goes away, is that what you want? There's a little more intimacy. It sounds like there's a little more intimacy that you would require from that person.
I don't know. After my husband died, I dated somebody that lived 2 hours away, and we saw each other once a week or once every 2 weeks. And we did that for not quite a year. And that was actually pretty ideal. I didn't sit there and think, oh, I really miss him. I really wish he were here to talk to. I was thinking more like, I wish he were here to have sex with. I mean,
Yeah.
and we had good conversations and we did fun things together, but that was not top of mind.
So,
So maybe I am scripted a little bit differently than
maybe.
because a lot of women want intimacy. They have sex, their hearts open up, they fall in love. I don't know that that's necessarily me at this point in my life.
Right. So you deserve to have what you want, but think of your old school teachings. The way to get a man, they were talking about a permanent relationship. So you have to give yourself permission to divorce that theory of how to get a man forever, just to how to get a man temporarily.
I appreciate the therapy session, my friend.
All right, you take care.
Thanks for listening today to Lili Logic. Kind of brings back the old Christy and Eddie show. Ed Yarb was my guest today, my old morning show partner. Such a delight. We're going to talk further next week about some of these myths my mother taught me, and I'm going to dig a little deeper and see how Ed feels. Do men ever lie to themselves? Could be. All right, lililogic.com. Check us out, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. See you next week.